afternoon we come before you with thanksgiving for the goodness that you've done for us. We praise you, Lord, committing this session into your care, that you shall bless us and we shall live filled with your power. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may kindly take your seats. This afternoon we're speaking on the topic called remembrance. Amen. Remembrance. What the Lord has done for us over the period, over the years. We as children of God must always remember to go back to God in thanksgiving. Throughout the Bible, you will realize that every great man or woman of God went through challenges, went through certain situations. But if you would be very careful to note, you will realize that at the end of the day, they came out of it. Amen. I'm here to tell us today that no matter what you go through, you will come out of the situation. But it is not just the coming out of the situation. It is what you do when you've come out of it. Most of the time, we forget. When you are in that situation, you tell God, when you take me out of this, I will do this for you. When you take me out of this situation, I will serve you better. When you deliver me from this, I will do this and that for you. But sometimes we forget. When God has delivered us, sometimes we forget. Amen. When you're going through a situation, you come to a place where you think that God is silent. I don't know what anyone may be going here today, going through today, but just to tell you and to encourage you that whatever situation you find yourself in and realize that God is silent, it doesn't mean that God has forsaken you. The period of silence from heaven is usually a period of preparation for you. It's a period of toughening for you, a period where you will strengthen yourself. And if you look through the Bible, everyone who made history went through a period like that. Paul and Silas went through that period of silence when they were in prison, but praise took them out. Amen. Esther in the king's palace went through that period where the Jews were about to be wiped out. But when she turned in prayer and fasting, the Lord delivered her. Joseph was in prison. You can imagine somebody who had been given so much dreams and he had been put into the prison. But with praise and a heart devoid of bitterness, God took him out. Daniel was also faced with a similar situation. And if we get to the book of Daniel chapter 6, Daniel chapter 6, it tells the story of how this young man was honored for his good work. Amen. Daniel chapter 6 verse 1 says, "It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was the first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage." Amen. "Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed, according to the laws of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, this is where I want us to pay attention. He went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetimes. Amen. I don't know what situation you may find yourself in, but I'm here to tell all of us this afternoon that God's silence is not the end. Amen. So long as God is in that situation, this scripture is loaded for every believer, because it tells you about a man who was promoted. Most of the time, when we are promoted, when promotion comes your way, you think that you've made it. But most of the time, when promotion comes your way, you have become a candidate for battle. Unfortunately, because the kingdom of darkness recognizes you. Attention has been brought to you. Amen. And that is where most of us give up. That is where some of us become so disillusioned. Why do I have to go through this? I've been promoted. Why do I have to go through this? I've just gotten married. Why am I going through this at this time of my life? But I've come here to tell all of us and to remind us that that situation is to take you to another level. Amen. When God is silent, when heaven is silent, it means God is taking you through for a reason. If we look at what Daniel went through, somebody who was promoted because the spirit of excellence was found in him. For most of us sitting here, the challenges that you are going through or things you will go through, it's not because you have done something wrong. Sometimes believers are too harsh. When you see someone going through something, we are quick to judge. Oh, she has done this. Oh, he has done that. She's been punished for this. But it's not always the case. Amen. The fact that you may be going through something, it is not necessarily the reason why you are going through the things you are going through. You have done nothing wrong. Amen. I've come here to encourage someone this afternoon. No matter the situation you find yourself in, don't put yourself down. God is working it out for you. Tell somebody sitting next to you, God is working it out for you. That situation will turn around in your favor. Amen. The only reason why they ganged against Daniel was because he had become the favorite of the king. For some of us, the only reason why the enemy comes against you is because you have found favor in the sight of God. Those are some of the challenges we go through as Christians. Amen. You found favor. And for that reason, certain people cannot handle it. They can't handle it. They can't handle your favor. So because of one person, they cause a decree to be made by the king. It will shock you that because of you alone in your office, a policy will be passed. Just because of one person, a policy was passed. It happens in offices. It happens at workplaces. It sometimes even happens in the assemblies of God, in the assembly of believers. Amen. So you can't understand why you are confronted with a situation like that. It's because you are overspeeding in the kingdom. And the enemy has taken note of you. You have been marked. Amen. So this is the time. I like what I saw here. That when Daniel realized that the decree had been signed, our Bible says he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did 4 times. Amen. This is a time that we must remember what God has brought us out of. I know everybody here has a story. If we're to put a microphone in your hand, we'll be amazed at the testimonies, the things you will say. How God delivered you from that accident last year. How God saved your child from a near-death encounter. Sometimes when you are lying on that hospital bed, you will make a lot of promises to God. Oh, when I come out, I will do this for you. Father, if you deliver me from this situation, I will serve you better. But most of the time, when we come out, we forget. Today is a day that we are calling ourselves back for remembrance. Remember what God did for you. Amen. Remember years ago when you came from that village and you weren't used to the street of Accra. You were running away from every car that was passing. You came with your Pompidou like mine. And you were taking pictures at studios just by the roadside. Today, God has glorified you. For some of us, if we look at yesteryear's photographs, we feel shy. We don't want anybody to see our picture. Today, you are looking beautiful. But we hide those photographs. Amen. God takes us from one step to the other. And the question is, what are we giving back to God in remembrance and thanksgiving? Today is a call for remembrance. A day that we want to remember all the things that God did for us. If you haven't been in a situation before, you know what I'm talking about. But I have been there before. I know what it is. Amen. I remember some 16 years ago, my kids were young, and as I was walking around the house, I touched my side, left breast, and felt a lump. Pastor Keto, I thought I had cancer. I was so confused when I went to the doctor's office. I wore my blouse inside out and walked out. They said, come and do biopsy. I quickly ran to go and do it. I made 1,000 promises to God because my kids were young. I said, Father, I can't die now. If you save me, I will serve you better. This morning when Pastor was speaking on remembrance, I remembered 16 years ago that God saved me. Because when the test came out, I was cleared. But it was frightening. Amen. I remember I came out of the doctor's office one time and I bumped into Reverend Akrofia and the wife. My dress was inside out. Total confusion. But God saved me. I know most of us have testimonies of this nature. Maybe bigger ones. I'd like us to turn our Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. To see what happened in the word of God when God took the Israelites out of Egypt through the promised land. Amen. He took them out, showing them many miracles. But our Bible tells you of their ungratefulness. God took them out. They walked for 40 years in the wilderness. Their clothes were never changed. Can you imagine being in the wilderness for 40 years? There's no shoemaker. There's no fashion shop. There's nobody making new clothes for you. But the word of God tells us that as they grew, their clothes also grew with them. Amen. That is an amazing God. As the people grew, even the little ones amongst them, grew from childhood, their small feet, baby shoes that they wear, grew with them. So by the time they were even in their teens and they were adults, the shoes that they came with had also grown to match up with them. What a marvelous God. And if you have seen miracles like this, and you're able to turn your back on God, then you are very ungrateful. Amen. Because this was supernatural. It is not easy. 40 years and you are wearing the same dress. You are not washing it. But the dress is still neat on you. As you grow tall, your dress also grows tall with you. As you are walking through the wilderness, for 40 years, everything about you is supernaturally preserved. Amen. And that is what we see in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's start from verse 4. Thy raiment wax not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell for these 40 years. Amen. So the Bible is telling us that their clothes didn't go old, and their feet did not swell. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chastises his son, so the Lord thy God chastises thee. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valley and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. That is for the child of God. Amen. If you serve God well, he brings you to a land of goodness. Amen. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou art blessed. Then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and statutes, which I command thee this day. Amen. For every good thing that God has done for us, all he wants is our obedience. Our obedience. Remember what God has done for you. Remember where you find yourself today. It wasn't like that before. For those of us who are sitting nicely married, remember where you came from. Amen. Near-death encounters. And remember that I am what I am today, but by the grace of God. Amen. It means that this is not a time and a period that you can be proud. Some people can forget themselves so much that they think it is their might and their strength that has brought them this far. It is not by our might, it's not by our strength, but by the grace of God. And this is where we must be grateful, show an attitude of gratitude. Wherever you find yourself, show an attitude of gratitude. Verse 14 and 15 says, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water. Who brought thee forth out of the rock of flint? Flint. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy father knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he may prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end? And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. Amen. This is a very scary scripture. The Lord has cautioned us that after he has done all these things for us, and you see yourself sitting here looking so beautiful, so healthy, if you turn your back against him, you shall surely perish. Amen. In the first service, Pastor Daddy gave some examples, which I think it would be good that we also hear it in the second service, of people who served, who came so close as to serving. Some of them even served personally with him in the house. But at a point, they decided to turn their backs. They forgot the hand that had anointed them. They forgot that a father had prayed over them and decided to go their own way. And it's unfortunate that we can count the number of them that perished. Very sadly, we want to encourage ourselves this afternoon that stay under covering. Amen. Child of God, stay under covering. There's a proper way of doing things. Nobody says you are going to remain here forever. But when you decide to exit, do it properly. Do it properly. You go to your pastor, kneel down, and let him pray for you. Send you off, and he can follow up on you to be sure that you are okay. But when you show ingratitude, forgetting that once a time you were, it is here that you found your expression. It is here that you were anointed. And you decide to go out, leaving the covering behind, you'll become prey for the enemy to attack you. Amen. The same way goes for all of us seated here. Let's look into our lives. Examine yourself. There are people who have helped you before. Amen. People, you didn't get here all by yourself. Somebody taught you. Somebody held your hand and introduced you to somebody. Somebody showed you the proper way of doing things in your workplace, in your home. It could have been a parent. It could even have been a friend. Let's be careful to show gratitude. Let's have what we call remembrance. Kayenra. Kainipa obwao. Remember your mother and the price she paid for you to be sitting here looking good. Some mothers went through a lot. Some even sold their clothes. Today, don't stand and declare that your mother is a witch. Don't stand to disrespect your father because you know better than him. Amen. These things were written for our example. Any mistake a father or a mother or a friend made, it is an example for you, so that you don't go that way. Somebody's 40 years of experience is given to you in 5 minutes and it transforms your life. You don't despise that person. Amen. So if you have learned anything from your father's mistakes, don't go pointing fingers. Don't do it to your biological father. Don't do it to your spiritual parents. Don't do it to the brother in church who led you to Christ to be who you are. But always remember that you are what you are but by the grace of God. Amen. God allowed us. It's amazing. That 40 years was not meant to be 40 years. It wasn't meant to be 40 years. But the 40 years was because of their own stubbornness. Sometimes the things we are going through, it's not meant to keep long at all. But God is using it to prune you. God is using it to make you humble. God is using that to take certain things out of you. If God shows you the journey he is taking you through, you are likely to run away because it can be very painful. But he will allow you to walk that path. Amen. Somebody is walking that path today. But I want to tell you that your end shall be glorious. Your end shall be glorious. Don't look at today. Don't look at the situation of today. But just as your end is going to be glorious, you must have remembrance. Amen. Remember, the person who took you in when you were stranded. Remember. The person who assisted you. Don't say, oh, it is nothing. Remember your husband who helped you. Don't say it's his job. It's his duty. He's supposed to take care of me. Remember your wife who supported you. Don't say, I married her, so she was supposed to do that. But let's appreciate one another. Amen. Even in church, let's appreciate each other. Appreciate the pastor who laid hands on you and blessed your marriage. For those of us who are getting married, remember. Remember those who counseled you and put you together. Remember your mother who took time to train you to be the beautiful lady you are. That is how come you got this man to marry. Don't declare her a witch at the end of the day. Let's live in remembrance of one another. In acknowledgement, in acceptance, and in thanksgiving. Amen. Next week is Thanksgiving for the church. And we want to encourage everyone here to remember. Remember what the Lord has done for you. What the Lord has done for you. You cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I only told you one small testimony. I have countless of things I have to remember God for and thank him. Because he saved me many times. I don't know about you. But if you go into yourself, remember. Next week, we are coming here with our thanksgiving offerings onto the altar. If you know what God did for you, you will do that well. Amen. Anytime you say thank you, it's an opportunity for someone to even do it better for you. Amen. Anytime you say thank you. So we're coming here next week with our offering. We're coming to kneel before the altar of the Lord and just say thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you for preserving me for a whole year. Thank you for delivering me from that accident. Thank you for saving my child when that child was lying in the hospital. Thank you for safe delivery. People go into the labor ward and they don't come back. I came back with my baby. Thank you. I trust that next week we will come here in our numbers. Come with your seed offering. Just remember what the Lord has done for you. Remember where God took you from. I can never forget. And I pray that this time you will go into yourself. Think back. The whole year, COVID hit, but you are still sitting here looking beautiful. A lot of people lost their lives. It's not because you were smart. It's not because of your face mask. It's not because of all the things you were drinking and cooking in your house. Some people did all that and they still died. Some people didn't go anywhere, but the COVID met them in their own homes. That is why at a point we were thinking it was airborne. Because they didn't go anywhere, but they got it. So if God has preserved you, come with thanksgiving and remembrance. God bless you. Can we be upstanding?